Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Steelers' 2024 quarterback strategy has been obvious all along. So why all this crazy speculation in the national NFL media? Welcome to the Steelers Update from Penn Live, where we keep track of all things Steelers, so you don't have to. This is John Lucy reporting. It has come to this in once proud Pittsburgh. Analysts around the NFL are scoffing at the Steelers' plans for handling the all-important quarterback position for the upcoming 2024 season. None other than the most famous Monday morning quarterback, Peter King, took this pot shot at Pittsburgh's plans for its 2024 passers. Quote, "The Steelers are not interested in bringing in a quarterback who wants to be a starter. Come again? In a division with Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Deshaun Watson, the Steelers would actually choose to enter camp with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph should he sign in free agency with Pittsburgh. That sounds like a colossal misjudgment of your quarterback position," unquote. But this Steelers strategy should come as no surprise. It has been clear, obvious, and transparent all along. And this is despite all the furious speculation in sports media about trading for the Bears' Justin Fields or signing a top-tier veteran free agent who wants to be the Steelers' starter. I'm talking about Kirk Cousins or even Russell Wilson. Just go back to what Coach Mike Tomlin said immediately after the 2023 playoff run ended abruptly in snowy Buffalo. Asked if the starting QB for 2024 was already on the Steelers roster, Tomlin didn't hesitate or obfuscate. He simply answered yes. This means the starter is either Kenny Pickett, the former first rounder entering his third year, or it's Mason Rudolph, who rose from third string to mount a late-season winning streak, propelling Pittsburgh into the playoffs. During that Rudolph run, Tomlin didn't consider going back to Pickett, despite the latter being fully healthy and uncomfortably riding the bench. Pickett didn't handle the demotion all that well. And he certainly had to hate star Steelers receivers George Pickens and Deontay Johnson stating their preference for Rudolph as their passer. The Steelers' script for when they plucked Pickett out of Pitt with the 20th pick in the 2022 draft wasn't supposed to go this way. He was supposed to make a sophomore season leap in 2023. He was supposed to establish himself as the long-term starter, if not a fully-fledged franchise QB. Pickett's flailing derailed all of that, and it has placed his Pittsburgh career in jeopardy. Still, the Steelers aren't ready to turn the page on Pickett. This is why a big trade or free agency signing for a clear starting quarterback isn't going to happen. The sharpest analyst reading the Steelers' tea leaves say the competition Tomlin is promising for Pickett will come from the same quarterback who supplanted him at the end of last season and into the playoffs. One Mason Rudolph. Yeah, there's the nettlesome detail that Rudolph is a free agent with a stated preference for seeking a new start away from Pittsburgh. But his price tag is expected to be very manageable. The Athletic estimates Rudolph can be had for 2 years at $10 million, maybe a little more. Tomlin's plan dictates this will be money well spent. He's hoping Rudolph and the rude manner in which the former third rounder in 2018 commandeered the Steelers' starting job will spur Pickett to a new level of preparation and execution. The Steelers still want Pickett to fulfill the script they had in mind when they made him the first quarterback off the board. But they also want him to know he's no longer the automatic heir apparent. There are no guarantees going into this season. Pickett must claim the starting job with his play, and he must do it by beating out the quarterback who bested him at the end of last season. The coming clash between Pickett and Rudolph is necessary for the rest of the team, too. Receivers like Pickens and Johnson saw their frustrations boil over by the offensive ineptitude under Pickett and previous play caller Matt Canada. Rudolph coming in was a revelation by comparison. The pass catchers talked openly about how much they loved the way Mason threw a football. The catches, the touchdowns, and the wins piled up. The once fractious Steelers offense finally gelled. Harmony reigned under Rudolph. Having witnessed this firsthand, Tomlin knows the team will not accept Pickett as the penciled-in starter. The team must witness Pickett win the job over Rudolph for his return as the starter to be not only accepted, but welcomed. And if Pickett doesn't rise over Rudolph, the Steelers already know they can win with Mason. Like Tomlin said, the Steelers' 2024 starter was already on the roster at the end of last season. It's either Mason or Kenny. Many analysts don't see it this way. In a league ruled by elite passers such as Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen, just to name a few, the Steelers' option of either Pickett or Rudolph seems like pop guns by comparison. They need to bring in a big name and a rifle arm, so these analysts say. The problem with this approach is it would be tantamount to giving up on Kenny Pickett, not trying to inspire him to rise to his potential in year three. Tomlin talks often about how much he loves Pickett's work ethic, his fight. The coach wants to place Pickett into the fight of his life in 2024. He views Rudolph as the perfect foil and a fully acceptable plan B should Pickett fail. Some in Steelers Nation won't like this strategy. Many are ready to turn the page on Pickett right now. But the time-honored NFL strategy for evaluating former first-round QBs is 3 years. Let's hope Kenny Pickett answers the bell. Hey, we have much more on the upcoming battle to win the Steelers' starting QB job in this pre-combine edition of your Steelers Update podcast. And be sure to catch my full print column first thing Thursdays on Penn Live. As always, they will be packed with plenty of memes bringing the latest, greatest Steelers debates to life and to laughs. Right now, let's get right to it. First up, we have Tim Benz writing for Trib Live. He reviews all the cheap shots the Steelers are taking from the national NFL media over the apparent plan of sticking with Pickett and Rudolph for 2024. But is this Steelers strategy at the QB position the football felony it's being made out to be in the NFL media? Benz tells us that too. He writes this, quote, "I'm starting to notice that at least some outside of Pittsburgh are realizing that maybe the Steelers are getting a little too cozy with just being good enough not to stink. Over the past week or so, the likes of Football Morning in America's Peter King, Sharp football analytics expert Warren Sharp, and Fox's sports Colin Cowherd have all taken the Steelers to task for their apparent comfort at the quarterback position. Specifically, their incredulity seems to be stoked by reports from this outlet and others that the Steelers are content to give Kenny Pickett the keys back to the car for the 2024 season after being shelved in favor of Mason Rudolph down the stretch of last season, to the point that Pickett was healthy enough to play in the regular season finale and in the playoffs, but Rudolph was the starter in both of those games. Not only that, sources leading to those reports have also indicated the Steelers seem to be prioritizing Kenny Pickett's comfort level as the starting quarterback as opposed to bolstering depth at the position behind him. Forget about going out to acquire Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, or Justin Fields. That may even mean letting Rudolph walk in free agency. With or without Rudolph, King described that idea as a, quote, colossal misjudgment, unquote. Such reports have led Sharp to post that the Pittsburgh franchise, quote, has become unserious. Cowherd says the Steelers have been underachieving since the end of the Ben Roethlisberger era, unquote. Now, I'm with Ben's up until where he says they're going to make Pickett comfortable by possibly letting Rudolph walk. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Tomlin wants to show the team that Pickett can beat out Rudolph because Rudolph has his favorites on that roster, especially among receivers. And they think Rudolph is the perfect way to sharpen Pickett and his competitive resolve that he definitely shows Tomlin and Tomlin appreciates. So that's where I disagree with Benz. But the bottom line for Benz is that the Steelers have a sound strategy. He writes, committing to Pickett in and of itself isn't blasphemous. Pickett is a first-round pick heading into his third year, and he's getting a new offensive coordinator. They want to give him a chance to show growth under better circumstances before the decision must be made in his third year and for that fifth-year option. All of this might be naive. It might be stubborn. It might be flat-out dumb. Maybe it's all three, but committing to Pickett isn't a football felony. However, the possibility that they are prioritizing his feelings or his sense of security over improving depth at the position if he bombs out again very much is a middle finger in the face of everything the franchise allegedly stands for. That is not being tough. That is not merit-based. That is not professional. That is not championship-level thinking. At the very least, have a legit plan B if Pickett doesn't work out in 2024. That means at least keeping Mason Rudolph, unquote. Now that's where Benz comes back and really confirms everything we've been hearing from within the Steelers organization about how they will handle the QB position for the coming season. And I agree with that. I think it is a clash between Rudolph and Pickett, and rightly so. I think it's going to be very interesting. What about Mark Caboli? He's with The Athletic, and he is a deep Steelers insider, and he's been reading those internal Steelers tea leaves too. He penned a full question and answer column with readers, taking on all their questions about who will play quarterback in Pittsburgh and why. He also looked at all the options in a separate article other than Pickett. And I've sort of condensed some of that best stuff in this, our own little question and answer. I'm going to put the questions to Caboli, and I'm going to draw his answers from his column and his other article on the quarterback position and lay it out for you guys so you can see one of the clearest eyes watching the Steelers answering all the important questions about the quarterback position for 2024. So let's go. Mark Caboli with The Athletic and his question and answers from the column and another article on the quarterback position. Question one. So who will be that game one starter when the Steelers open the 2024 season? Caboli says, quote, Pickett, but with a leash a lot shorter than he's ever had if Rudolph, who's a free agent, returns. What the Steelers are saying is that Pickett is getting one last chance before it's time to look elsewhere. Remember, everybody, and I mean everybody, thought he was a star in the making after his rookie season and the 2023 preseason. What's the harm of giving him the benefit of the doubt after he had a bad season with a bad coordinator and some injury issues? I see no problem with that, unquote. But what about Mason Rudolph? Where does he stand? Caboli says, quote, it's difficult for Mike Tomlin to say that it's going to be an open competition between Pickett and Rudolph when he doesn't know whether Rudolph will be back. I say, let's see what happens. If Rudolph comes back and Tomlin still hands the job to Pickett on day one without a chance of losing it, then there's a real problem. Of course, Rudolph has to re-sign with the Steelers first, so it's hard to call him anything right now. But if he does come back, I want to see a true competition, a fair competition between Rudolph and Pickett, where the one who performs the best gets the job. If you approach it that way, it benefits the team on the field and in the locker room. The last thing you need or want is for players to question why somebody who was outperformed still gets the starting job. That is trouble waiting to happen, unquote. Totally agree with Caboli right there. I think, again, it's a clash between Pickett and Rudolph for that starting job. So the whole team witnesses who emerges as the winner to be the starter in 24. We have another question for Caboli, the exact opposite of everything we've just discussed. Who is not going to be the Steelers quarterback in 2024? Caboli says, quote, well, it's not going to be Justin Fields. Trading for Fields, or okay, humor me for a second, signing Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson, both awful ideas, would not be competition. It would be openly punting on Pickett and admitting that the first round pick from just 2 years ago was a colossal mistake. The Steelers sure don't appear willing to go down that path yet. They are hoping to win games like they did in December of this last season with solid, not great quarterback play, an elite running game, and a dominant and healthy defense, unquote. So are the Steelers really serious about re-signing Rudolph over the other options out there, and why? Caboli says, quote, when Pickett did face a challenger in Mason Rudolph in the late 2023 season, and Tomlin decided to go with Rudolph over Pickett, Kenny didn't handle it well. To prove he has what it takes mentally and physically, Pickett has to be pushed. This doesn't happen with an outside signing. It doesn't happen by drafting Spencer Rattler. The only way it happens is if the Steelers re-sign Rudolph. Rudolph would provide a real threat to Pickett because there is precedent. Pickett was cleared and healthy to play the final couple of games last year, but Tomlin stayed with Rudolph, and it was the right decision. If Tomlin had the guts to stay with Rudolph with the season on the line and into the playoffs, even when Pickett wanted to play and thought he should play, then he would do it again, unquote. But didn't Rudolph just tell us he wants a new start with a team other than the Steelers? Toboli says, quote, Rudolph is a free agent, and he's earned the right to check out the market. But there's nothing preventing the Steelers from enticing him to resign before free agency even opens. Rudolph is open to staying. He's open to leaving. He's let it be known that he's just going to let the process play out and then make a decision. And the price tag, 2 years for $10 million or maybe a little more, might be quite similar to what it would take to sign Ryan Tannehill, for example. It is about giving Rudolph a fair chance at the job, almost like a real competition, unquote. Clearly, the entire Steelers quarterback strategy revolves around Pickett. But after last season, why does the team still think Pickett is it? Toboli says, quote, the organization is committed to giving Pickett a year to figure things out. And this is the smartest thing to do organizationally. They have said it at every turn of the process so far, yet some tend to ignore it. Pickett showed the intangibles needed to be a franchise quarterback his rookie year, and then followed that up with an offseason and preseason that brought the tangibles to the forefront. Yes, the 2023 regular season was pretty much a disaster. But you can make excuses for that. Matt Canada, injuries, offensive line, co-coordinators, and the likelihood of other factors that we aren't even aware of that messed with Pickett's development. Even so, it can't be status quo. That wouldn't benefit anybody. The job just cannot be handed to Pickett. Rudolph is the only one who can legitimately provide the necessary competition without usurping Pickett as the clear starter. And that's why the Steelers need to be proactive when it comes to re-signing him. Unquote. For my money, that is great stuff for Mark Caboli and The Athletic. And he got all those answers by simply listening and watching what the Steelers brass has been saying and doing. He didn't spend time speculating about Justin Fields and Kirk Cousins like so much of the other media, yet that's all we've been hearing instead of the clear-eyed voices of a Mark Caboli, and I believe he just laid it all out. That was the strategy that the Steelers have been signaling all along. But what about the quarterbacks who the Steelers might bring in to fill out the QB room? Now, we're still betting that the QB room will be led by Pickett and a re-signed Rudolph, but who's the third arm? Well, SteelersNow.com writes that the third Steelers arm will likely come from this mostly uninspiring list of what the website calls, quote, the second tier of available options, unquote. So who are they? Well, here's the list. Ryan Tannehill, Jacoby Brissett, Sam Darnold, Tyrod Taylor, Marcus Mariota, Drew Locke, Gardner Minshew, Tyler Huntley, Joe Flacco, Blaine Gabbert, Carson Wentz, and Joshua Dobbs. Once again, your man under center in Pittsburgh for 2024, my money and clearly the strategy is it will be either Pickett, and preferably Pickett, or Mason Rudolph. That seems like it's been obvious from the Steelers' words and actions since the 2023 ended in Buffalo. Of course, lots going to happen between now and the start of that 2024 season. The combine awaits, the NFL combine, and the Steelers have multiple other positions of need that need to be filled. And of course, we're going to continue to cover this momentous off season, which should culminate with a clash between Rudolph and Pickett. But there's much more that's going to be happening, and we'll be watching it all, reporting it all, and talking about it all right here every Wednesday throughout the off season. So sign up for the Steelers Update podcast wherever you get your favorite audio and podcast. And of course, log on to PennLive.com anytime for your real-time Steelers news.